After we spoke last week about the Inyan of Tcheiles, so a lot of people, Gedolim Vektanim, asked that they want to know the Metzias, the Ganze Tumul Arayim, the Gate Midat Tcheiles. What is going around? What's Tutzach doing in Klal Yisrael with the Maisa Midat Tcheiles? They want to know Dvorim Kavar Yosef. We could maybe to learn the Inyan mitchila ve'atzoif. So for myself also, even that lemaise, this sefer Klil Tcheiles, was mechaba, the one that started this whole tumor with the new Tcheiles. I myself got it from him almost 18 years ago. The sefer. I decided I will learn over again the Inyan mitchila ve'atzoif, and I will try maybe to matzia the Inyanim. Hopefully, Bezus Hashem, we'll go duch the whole Inyan. I want to be magdim. Two zachen. First, you know, I have a little bit shoychad. I will not take the shoychad. And Bezus Hashem, towards the end of Shir, I will show you the real chilozin that Klal Yisrael have. I have their life on here with us. And we have, it will come, Daiganish. We'll see the real tcheiles. We'll see the whole tzuras advorim. We'll see what is exactly, you know, and I got these equipments from the people that are busy with the tcheiles. So the shtikel sheichad mitzad echad. Tzad sheni, I managed Pochad Yehesa to speak tonight. They gave me a list of all the people that hold from the mitzvahs of tcheiles. I called all of them one to one. And I'll tell you, Be'ez Hashem, I told them that I'm going to call the Berabim. And I'll tell you exactly. I also heard the half an hour ago a record from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what he said exactly, what he thinks about the tcheiles. And I'll say it milo be milo, and I'll give you where you can hear it also. But I want the Mesad of the Dvorim that, you know, it's very sharp velta, very sharp velta. But lam learn the Inyan mitchilo ve'atzoif. I want to be maimi the Dvorim k'mo yishahem. And Be'ez Hashem, again, ich bet mechila taki, I don't mean, you know, kulom kdoishim, kulom rabonim tzadikim, tamidich hachomim, ich bin agonisht. But I'm just trying to be maimi the Dvorim lefi kama sheyodim ha'seges. Before I magdim and before learning the Inyan, I want to say again, we're talmidim from Rabbi Yashim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and both of them said not to wear the tcheiles. I know there's vikuchim of them. We'll go also soon, we'll see the quotes. So avad ein lanu lozuz mifsak Rabbi Seinu, aber lo mehet zachon, learn on the Inyan, k'mo yishuhu. Till 1,500 years ago, Klal Yisrael had tcheiles. Till 1,500 years ago, Klal Yisrael had tcheiles, Rav Herzog, and a maimar that was nisparsim, the maize today they reprinted it in Chuvis, Rav Herzog, Or HaChaim, Chilek Aleph, Siman Hei. He's meichiach, it's very nagia to the whole argument that till 1,500 years ago, we had tcheiles with us. You have to know, Rav Herzog was a big talmid chochem, but he was also a big science, he knew a lot. I remember I heard from my father-in-law, maize, and when Rav Herzog came to Gates of Yeshiva to visit, so the Rosh Yeshiva is there and introduced him to the Bachrim. So one of the Rosh Yeshivas got up and he introduced him and he said, that stated in the Gemara, that the Roy Chocho Mechach Me Yisrael, Oimer, Roy Chocho Mechach Me Yisrael, Oimer, Boru Shecholak Mechachmose Liyereyo, Roy Chocho Mechach Me Yumas Ha'olam, Oimer, בורח שחולק מחכמוס לבריאו יסוף. מחך מישראל יסוי שחולק מחכמוס ליראיו. So he asked, was tut mir auf Rav Herzog, as er is echot, echot chocho mechach mi yom esar oilom, and is echot chocho mechach mi Yisrael. Welche broche zu machen? This is the way he introduced him. So it was a kanoi there, because you know, he was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, and he got up and he said, mimach tshahakol. So Rav Herzog went down the beam and he left the Bismarck. But Mikol Mokim, Rav Herzog was a big talmid chochem. Sai b'chach mei umas ha'olam, and Sai b'chach mei stam legufim shel dvorim. If we're already mentioning it, I heard from Rabbi Yenis and David b'shem Rav Hutner Zatzal that he said, I told him this maise, and he told me that Rav Hutner was cholek on the ganze maise and ganze, because he says he has a diuk. הרוי חוכם מחכ מישראל לא אומר שחלק מחכמוס לירף. הרוי חוכם מחכ מאום ישראל לא אומר שחלק מחכמוס לבריאה יסוף. הגפרקת הקשה. Why? החלק שהרוי חוכם מחכם מישראל אלוהים ושחולק מחוכמוס אלי יראיו. חכם הוא מסע אלוהים, שחולק מחוכמוס אלי בוסו ודם. Why doesn't say, הרוי חוכם בחוכמוס התירה, אלוהים ושחולק מחוכמוס אלי יראיו, מחוכמוס המדה, אלוהים ושחולק מחוכמוס אלי בוסו ודם. הרגיזוק, רב רוטנר, אז הישראל, תתות חוכם בחכמים, המדה, ממחדש, כן ברוכה אניש. He says, it's a zaynezem zahav באף חזיר. זה נישקן מיילף העית, זה זיין החוכם בחכמים ומסוילו. זה סגור נשמית ניש. סיכום דוח דטיילה, זה מזמון ברוכה, שחולק מחמוס אלי יראיו. אבל, for the goyim, זה חוכמה סמדה. העית מחוכמה סמדה, זה הזה והחזיר that goes with jewelry. סגור נשמית, ממחדש, כן ברוכה על זה. זה עוד רב רוטנר, תול רב יצחוק, רב אליסן דיוויד, ואני שמעתי ממנו. I also heard it from my brother. He also told me that Rav Udna told him it in the Andere Molechet, the Zal Bezach. Mikol Mokoyim, Rav Herzog was Moichriach that till 1,500 years ago, Klal Yisrael had the Tcheles with them. 1,500 years ago, the Tcheles was Ne'ela. Tcheles was Ne'ela. In the last Doiras, people tried to find and to bring back the Mitzvah's Tcheles. The first one was the Rojina Rav, Rebbe. He was mechaber three Sforim, Sfunei Tmunei Chol, Psil Tcheles, Ve'eina Tcheles, and they called that fish that he found, that he claimed that is the Chilozem, they call it a Dainun, Dainun. The Mailev, his thing above the other ones, and it's a fish. See, later we'll discuss if it has to be a fish or not. This is, I think, the Mailev that his Tcheles had. But the problem is that Lemaisa is the only Maile that it had, that it looked like a fish. All the other Mailes, even that Bezmanoi, the Rujine, Gdele Yisrael, Gdele Gdele Yisrael, was Meisa Nefesh on it. But Lemaisa, they were Mechiach, that the same, Chazal say you have to use some ammonium, we'll see later, to get the color out of the Tcheles. If you put this ammonium, came out with every different material, you get the same results of the same Tcheles. No Shaykhs to this blood. Dainu, blood plus. This kind of equipment, some ammonium, cause blue. After, so the Mele, this was not Niskabel and Klal Yisrael Kimat. After that came Rav Herzog, and he be'etzem put down the foundations for the whole matzav of Tcheles. He looked and he looked and he looked. He knew Lemaise Asach, Chachme Ateya v'Chachme Amada. And in the beginning he found a fish, that fish be'etzem, or that chilozen, is what we will call tcheles in the hemshech. But that fish, or that chilozen, that we'll get it in a second, the blood that came out was purple. So he wanted it to be tcheles, but he claimed that tcheles cannot be purple. Even that in Me'oras Bar Koichva, they found tzitzis, purple tzitzis. They found purple tzitzis. You had the check tag, it was fake. But it was not mistaken that they faked the wrong color. But Mikol Mokim, Rav Herzog has a lot of rise that it's not purple, and would really name Tzachon that it's blue, bluish, dark blue, light blue, but around the blue. B'meile, he could not say that it's that fish. And B'meile, he claimed that it's an andere fish. They called that thing that Rav Herzog was Meyased, and Meyati, Meyate, but this was the call of the fish, or the chilozoin, that Rav Herzog had. The Chachme Amada, be'etzem started from the Yid, it's Mechabel Sefer Klil Tcheles, his name is Rebbe Eliyahu Taberg, he was 80 by someone I know, from there I got to know him years ago, when the story started really be'etzem. And he was mevarer b'chokhmah samada that he knows what is the tcheles. What they, it's be'etzem the same chilozoin that Rav Herzog wanted to say, that it's called, it's a couple different names to it. The madadika name is parpor or parporo. Lemaise, the other names that they have two names that they call it. In the Goyishan name, they call it like a Marcus. And in Hebrew they call it argaman. Argaman is also be'etzem purple. Be'etzem argaman is purple. And the truth is, like we'll see in the Hemshech, this chilozin, when you open it, the blood comes out purple. When you mix the things that Chazal or we know that you mix together in that purple, and you put it 2 hours outside in the sun, it turns to become blue. The reason they didn't realize it, Bisman Rav Herzog, he was working inside the libraries, I could not library, I don't know how to say the word, but laboratory, something like a library, yeah? But we call it a there was no sun. So the purple never became blue. So mainly he had the purple, all of the simonim were there for Rav Herzog, but it was not blue. They took it, they put it in the sun for 2 hours, and then the same blood becomes blue. You have to understand, there's a very big mile to that. We'll see in the Hemshech that in Chazal is mevoir a lot of times, we'll go through the Mekoyres in the Hemshech, that when they send presents from Eretz Yisrael to Melech Ashur, all different places, they would send begodim that are colored in purple or in tcheles. Argamon v'tcheles. Argamon v'tcheles. Was very expensive. And they said, when the countries, when Ashur, you know, they want different melochim, so the melochim kilu send shuras to the kings that they won, that they lost to. And they send them argamon v'tcheles. And it's not taka, they said, this is taka, the same chilosim, very hard to get them, very expensive. That from that you could do two kind of colors. You could make color that is called purple, and you can make color that is called blue. This is the facts, before we go into the details. We had three tchelesim, the Ruzhine that we're not handling now, Rav Herzog that we're not handling now, and Be'etzem we have the last one, that we call it that Mada science, it looks like very clear that this is the tcheles that they had in time of Chazal, and we'll go through the rayas from where they came to the Makor, that this is the tcheles of Chazal. He brings down Rav Herzog there that they found the letters that they sent the tshura to the kings, and we're sending you a present, argamon v'tcheles. And Rav Herzog writes down that he was crying when he read that letter, because he realized that that ksav yad was Chizkiyahu HaMelech to Melech Ashur when he made the milchama. It was signed, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and when he gave up to Ashur, he sent him. So now, lo mehayt zachon boyen de'inyan. The ones that claim that they found the tcheles, that this is the argamon, the pulpira, we'll call them, pulpira, it's different shaynes, that we call it the argamon or Marcus and the goyishen nusach. They bring rayas, and I will start with the first group in rayas, and I will explain why we have to go shlav b'shlav. One raya, and I want to magdim, it's not the mokim, that it's interesting, you know, you're learning in the Mir, that one of the biggest oiskim lemaise that tries to make the tcheles to come back is one of the bachrim that are learning with us in the Mir. He's be'etzem b'roish ha'milchama to machzor the tcheles. He's betzina, he doesn't want people to know who he is, so I'm not megale who he is. But he's be'etzem mamish, this rebelio, and this bachrim be'etzem are the ones that are trying to bring back the tcheles tzurik tzeklal Yisrael. So I'm starting chelik derayos from them, chelik from different places. I'm just going legufim shel dvarim without the shem omrei, or b'shem omrei from all of them oiskim ba'inyan. It's a tshuvas ma'aril that he brings down that it's a svori, l'shayel if we have the gzeire today, don't have a gzeire, and he says b'zeh aloshim. Svoru hu shemo yachzer ha-dovor le-kalkuloi she'i et cheles motzui. It's must be why kol ha-ilon could be also even bizman hazeh, because maybe cheles will be choyzer that will be motzui. Lo-oysi ma she-kosav ha-smag shu dam chilozun hu b'yam ha-melach. You see, yam ha-melach is mefuhin mefoshim that every yam ha-tichoin, this is be'etzem what is called yam ha-melach. And he says, "Bekal, it's easy to make tcheles." So, state in the Maharal, the Maharil could be that tcheles will come back. Chem Dashleima says, "Ein adovu muchach shelo yimotz tcheles af bezman hazeh." The Malbim has a very choshev sefer in Hilchot Tzitzis, Oitzre Sachaim. Shlomo brings it down keseder, and Hilchot Tzitzis, he brings down the Tshuvas Haradbaz that could be then it's motzui. We'll see later. I read the Loshen Tshuva Saradvaz. He brings down Tshuva ein ze tzricha lifnim sharei achilozen motzui bayam ubechelke shel zvunu no yoile. ואחר שגולו ישראל או יועילה וישירנו וזדרם בארץ מולדלס או he says like this his masbir חזל say that echol לשיבים שונו דחילוז אין גוזה we'll get to it later זוג ברדבאז the pshat is as it once the 70 years the chilozim came up on his own but when it doesn't come up you have to be tzad חזל say in Shabbos that chilozim was nitzoy they made a tzeda so it's oile meilo but it has to make tzeda once the 70 years it's oile me'elov when it's not oile me'elov you have to make tzeda it says in the pasuk that the Buzadan left midal ha'am that they will be the ones to collect the chilozim me'elov zog the Radbaz ve'efshor sh'ana yoyim u'matzri elo she'en makirim o'yisr she'enim l'tzudoy and later he explains more we'll see the tshuva more but the Radbaz says efshor sh'u matzri ayoyim. The Chinuch says, "Ze yom im rabim leYisrael lo yishomanu mishezochel letcheilis betalisoy." Zog the Ruzhin Rav. He doesn't say that ain't a noyeg bezman hazeh. Lo yishomanu. The Ramban and Shabbos says, "Achshav b'mikom neseinu ain't tcheilis." Mashma b'mikom neseinu ain't tcheilis, but could be someone else is a tcheilis. And I want to explain. What is the point to bring these five mekoyros? Ma'aril. That is the mashmoes that could be tcheles. Why? We're holding in Shlav Aleph in the Vikuach. Because the ones that claim that is not tcheles bezman hazeh, they bring a Megdash Rabbe, Tanchume, Achshov ein lanu tcheles, ein lo lovon sheha tcheles nignaz. Shteit, ein lanu tcheles, sheha tcheles nignaz. Aze shteit. עכשיו אין לנו תחילה שהתחילה נגנס. So if שתי תקלור שאין לנו תחילה שהתחילה נגנס, so what is the whole because they said they found it or not? We follow זכב מדרושי. And in מדרש שתי, שבזמן הזה אין לנו עוד תחילה שהתחילה נגנס. So this is the reason they're trying to bring down that אין הכנה מהתחילה נגנס. I mean, Losh, Medrash Tanchume, Elo mitzvah lovi lovi v'tcheles, v'yasi emosek shi yetcheles, v'achshov ein lanu elo lovon, sh'atcheles nignas, Tanchume, Sifri, Omar Rabi Yisi, Pamach Asisi, Malach Miksim Letzoyer, Motzazi Zokin Echo, Sh'alti B'shloim, Omartu Lepanoscho B'ma, Omar Li Michilozoim, Omartu Lo Yumi Motzui, Omar Li Ashomayim, B'shvuo, Mokim Bayam, Shemutal Ba'orim, Asmiz, Makish Yisoyisi V'mes, Omarti Ashomayim, Nikar, Shigonus Letzadikim Lo Ilom Abo. Then the Gemara says also, and Bobi Basre, Rabbi Yechim Mishtai Zim Nechoda, Bekozi Besfin Techaza, O Kartilte, Nofak Baske, Omo, Maizu Bai Kartilte, Bezayin Rabbi Yechonon, De Asido, De Shad, Et Cheles, Bo Letzadikim, Le Alma, De Osi. So the Medrash says, Nignas. The Cheles was Nignas. The Sifri says, he met the person, told him, what are you doing, Cheles? Where it is? He said, it, it's very hard to get it. He said, Hashamayim, it was Nignas. Letzadikim, Le Osi, Lovay. So before we answer it, this is the reason the ones that want to start to claim that it's tcheles bichlal have to prove that they have rishonim that could be tcheles today. That could be tcheles today. Luyitzir will say that cannot be tcheles today. Luyitzir will say that cannot be tcheles bezman hazeh. So what is the ganze noise? If the medrash says nignas, and we believe in medrashim, nignas is nignas. I will read again in Tanchume, and it's medrash rabbe. Mitzvah lo vilovim v'tcheles, v'yase emosek shir. Now, if you don't have, you could relove them. ועכשיו אין לנו אלא לובן, שהתחילס נגנס, מצווה בלובן. ומילא, and we'll see later, some say very stark, חזר say נגנס, נגנס, and that's what we're talking about. So to start the ויכוח, before to say, if this is the chilozen or not, you have to boyoiz the yesoid, and you have to say, that it's שייך הסידות חילס. If it's not שייך הסידות חילס, בזמן הזה, it's not supposed to argue בכלל. This is the reason we gave the Akdoma, they have five בקוירים. Not say that it's בקוירים מוכוחים, but the Maharil says, שמו יחזור הדובו. The Chedash Leim says, אין הדובו מוכח שלא ימוצא. The Maharil says, he brings down, I'm over מוצרי. The Chinu says, יום רעים לא ישומענו, but he doesn't say, I state נגנס. So the Chur, what? The Metzada de Atcheles will answer. So they want to answer that the word nignaz means nishtakach. The big Rashi says amol nemsochim samaches samachbeis. Also the Etz Yosef and the Medrash Rabbah says like that. So shtikl doichak. Legabi the Sifri, they say fakel. They have a rai from the Sifri that it's not nignaz. I'll read the Sifri slowly. Omar Rabbi Yosi, pamacha asoisi ma'alech miksiv letzol. I was walking from Kziv Letzoy. Remember the places? Because we'll see soon. We will dig in these places and we'll find the trailers there. Today, you know, they dig. Amol, they do bad things. They dig Kvorim. Amol, they dig and they find also Kvorim with Chilozets. So, Mahalach Mikziv Letzoy. Umotzasi Zokin Echo. Shoalti Bishole. What's to say? Omali Parnasoscho Bemai. Omali Michilozet. Michilozet. אמרתי לו, ומי מוצא? ומי מוצא? What, you can find it? I asked him. אמר לי, השמיים, מוקם יש בים, שמטל באורים וסמים, אז מגיעים במייס ונימה במקוימה. אמרתי, השמיים, ניקר שגונוס לצדיקים לא ילומה בו. פרגן דתחילס מנשן. They don't understand. פרנסוסכו במאי. What is your business? I do תחילס. So, it's מוצא? He said, no, it's very hard. You see, it's נימה לצדיקים לא עשית לבוי. So the guy doesn't have what to eat. He has to die. How he said, this is a parnose. The Teretz is, it was becoming very hard to get. It was becoming not motzui. Aber nicht de pshat nignas. Nignas da tzadikim lo asid lo boi, de pshat. Hashem took it away. It's hard to get it. It's hard to get hold of it. But not the pshat that it disappeared. And also in the Maharash Mipardo says like this pshat. Also, again, the reason they want to bring Mekoyrim, because there's a shmur from the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi said that we have to have a Mesoiro. On a Mesoiro, we can't be Mechadesh, that this is Tcheles. So this we'll have to see if it's called a Mesoiro or not. If we could find exactly the Tcheles, we will find Chutim that were made 2,000 years ago, and we checked it in this like library things, yeah? And it's exactly the same thing. Is that the same thing? Now, as another Besalevi, what the Besalevi said, I mentioned last year from the Kovet Shuvas, the Besalevi said like this. He brings down, the Rujin and Rod brings down, that some of them send him a letter, Bepkuda Sagrad Mibris, why he doesn't want the Tchelis of the Rujinah. His taina was on the regina, what you found that was lost. This fish that you found was there the whole time. How it was forgotten and you found it, so then I will have to listen to you. But if you say the fish was there, everything was there, and everyone stopped to use it, you can't say now to use it. Bemele, claim the Tcheles, that this fish, they will explain what disappeared, what happened that it disappeared, and why we found it. Not that it was Taki here the whole time, how Taki with the years was hard to get at it, and now we found it. So Be'etzem, the Radbaz already is Meram is the answer. He says, it's very hard to get this blue. I want to ask everyone that in this room, if you need to get a color blue, you could buy in the store a little pen with a half a shekel makes blue. You could buy something very expensive for $5,000 makes blue. You'll buy something for $5,000? No way. Zog der Radbaz, you know why it was forgotten? He says, in our days, it's so much. Gam ki ein tzrichim lo, ish yetzeva adoim letches mozo yarbe. Haynu, instis, aniko ba'ar vinil, v'tzeyum moisi ba'ifin umnus. It's be'etzim something similar to the kolehilon. And today, they know how to make the kolehilon very good at catches and metzias. Most of the blue clothes don't go off. Okay, we'll see later. Tcheles Take has a shtickle more starkeit that doesn't go off. Even someone, one of the Tcheles people told me today, Chazal said that Tcheles doesn't go off. He took it and he put a tzitzis over a week in bleach. And it didn't bleach, blotch, you know, the sharp zachen, and it didn't go off. Like Chazal said that it doesn't go off. But Bemele, Chaval to expend money. Bemele, we'll see later from the Rishonim, the Ramban brings down. Was very expensive. We'll see later if we have time that in the books of the Gzeiras from Rome is brought down that no one will be using the Tcheles. Weistois, especially in the beginning, Weistois it was oil the whole time. So it was a lot of it. Then they had to start to collect it. So it became very expensive. This is the reason when kings captured countries, they send them presents. But Mele, they didn't want everyone to use it, so they kept it. So Mele, it was very hard to get hold of it. See, the Gemara was hard to get hold of it. Today it's easier to go to fish it, to take it out, but it was hard to get hold of it. And the kings wanted it for themselves. The Mele, while it's not the Akib, but the Eved, the Tzitzis, the Mele, people will not make so nefesh on it. And the Mele, slowly, slowly, the Taka disappear. The Mele, the Taina here, is not the same fish of the Rujina. And the Medayik also, like with Medayik, in the Lashon of Rabbi Yashiv, in the Tshuva, he says, Ve'efshar shegam bezeh shayach ataina. So Rabbi Yashiv is mesupik. Im efshar shebezeh shayach ataina, that is a taina de Rujina. We go weiter. One of the rayas against them again is, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, we mentioned last week in the Shir, that he says, that it says, Ve'oselem tzitzis al kan v'bigdeyem v'deroysom, Ve'nosnu hakonov pesil techeiles. And there it doesn't say Lederoysom. And tzitzis, it says Lederoysom. Wasn't tzitzis al kan v'bigdeyem v'deroysom. And pesil techeiles, it doesn't say Lederoysom. Yeah, but they say it doesn't make a difference. Lema'is, the Klal Yisrael for years didn't have it. Now, one of the big problems of it is the Ari HaKodesh in Shara Kavones, Inyan Tzitzis Drush Dalet, he brings down Sheatcheles Hu Noyeg Rak Shebezman Shebezamigdash Hoyokai. And Zeh Shet Nasach Kabol Adikas Forum. So, Lechure, no, the Ari HaKodesh. So, this is the Taina of Herzog. Amiroim mefurish in the Gemara Menoches at the beginning Reshat Cheiles. The Amiroim word Cheiles was 500 years after Churban Abayis. That brings us to almost 1,500 years ago. This is what I was marking in the beginning. Rav Herzog proves that Klal Yisrael had Cheiles 500 years. So Al Kochoch the Ari doesn't mean that it's the Isur after the Churban. He means that Cheiles is in Yonim Ruchnim, in Yonim Gasher, Milemalo B'derech HaTeva. They say more from that, it's kishute de kala. Mele kilu, in the ikvas of the Mashiach, lekras de Mashiach, the kishute of kala, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mezgalgel taket, that will come back. The Ari never meant that it's us. He meant that kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu was mesoidev, that with the churban slowly, slowly, we saw that Maiz and the Sifri. It was also years before the Amiroi. Sifri is before that, the Gemara. But also there we saw in Rabbi Yossi that it was starting to run out of it. This is the hesber why we had the Magdim. We wanted to say that Shita, that they have Mekoirim that could be Tcheiles. Because if we say that cannot be Tcheiles, it doesn't make a difference if to argue or not. Sigonish Manish, it doesn't help. Okay, so now we're going after the Anoche, Asidot Tcheiles, that could be Shai. Some Cholkim will say, State Nignas, Nignas, State Ariya Kodesh, Ariya Kodesh, and Maladabel, I'm not trying to, yes, prove, not prove. So Lom Arianoti, Nishtok and Tcheiles. If you find something, it's not Tcheiles. They're claiming, no. Could be that we'll find Tcheiles. Could be that we'll find Tcheiles. Let me get now to Shlav Bez. Okay, so we could find Tcheiles. So Rav Herzog starts to search. He's starting to look around. He knows Kol HaTeira. He knows the Mada. He's going to look for Tcheiles, to find the Tcheiles. What is the Tcheiles? So we know Chazal said you have to be Tzivea the Beged with Tcheiles. Menot Cheles doesn't mean only the color, also means with that animal that is called Cheles. We explained it last week, I don't want to go into that detail. The Cheles doesn't mean just to get the color blue, has to be done from that. This is the way Chazal called that coloring from that animal, they called it a Cheles. What is a Cheles? Rashi in Sanhedrin Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph says, Shehut Toilas, it's a worm. We'll see later if it's a worm. We'll take out the chilazon and we'll check the chilazon. We'll see if it's a worm or not. Rashi says it has to be a worm. Toilas. And the chidushim amiyuchosim laran b'Shabbes, kuzayin od nesuye b'shmein ashrotzim, he says, shayni chilazon shu gufotum kelechilizoynoiz shelonu shebashpotois, like the chilazon that we find in the garbage, ve'einoi baal evorim. It doesn't have evorim. Like we know, the worms don't have evorim. They're soft. Could mush them. They don't have evorim. Maybe they have evorim that we don't see. So this, the chilozoin, has to be, we have at least two mekoirim, that it has to be a worm. The ainu lafuke from the rujine, that is the divine, that fish. It's actually, we'll have a rind that it's a fish. But we have to build up. First, we have to find that it's a worm. Then, and the Midrashim and Zalat Mekoirim, that it has a shell, a narti. What we have today in our chilozoin, how you call it in English? A shell. A snail. That the etzem, the Ran said, Kechilozoinis shemitsuim ba'ashpotis. Everyone knows, if you go to the garbage, you find all of these snails there inside. Some go out of the shell, some with the shell. Normally, like it's a worm, like with like as a V out of his head. This is the way. When Azay steht lemaise in the Ran, shu kechilzoinis shalonu hametsuim ba'ashpotis. But it has a nartik. If it's a normal fish, it'll be very hard to find. Where is the nartik? More from that, Rashi in Avodah Zarah Chof Ches, the Gemara says, mishkod echilozoin, Rashi brings down limnitz belas. It's in French. And in France, limnis means what we call today a chiloza in a snail. The Rosh, when he brings down chiloza, he calls it shablul. In Hebrew, they call a chiloza in shablul. The snails, they call in Hebrew a shablul. Go around, ask every Yerushalmi again, a shablul will bring you such a little snail. Now, so we know that the chiloza is a worm, is a snail. Now, the Gemara says, we mentioned last year, that one of the Amiroim says, it's a shail if he was speaking about the Tcheles or Andifin, Histokel bahar velo iro, elo, afilu echod, elo echod. Yor dukshomim nisma lekol ahar chizoynes. And we know the Metzias in Eretz Yisrael, after the rain, these chizoynes come out, these snails come out, this is the Metzias, this is the Teva Advarim, so they come out. More from that, we have to know that this snail that we're going to find out in a second what he is, this chilozoin, we have to know that this chilozoin, this snail, be'etzem the snail, is stiras and chazal, if it's by yabosh or by yam. I'm not going in now to this, it's a very big stiras, we'll leave it now. And the snail that they found, the Metzia says it could live 8 hours without water, it could go on. It's not shiny, it lives in the water. So it shtim stake with all these chazali. Okay, so we know that it has to be a snail. It looks like a snail, mitzad echot. It's like a toilas. Okay, they have in the world maybe over 5,000 kinds of snails. I myself saw in my life maybe 50, 60 kinds of snails. I also wanted to look a little bit into it. But I heard that it's over 5,000 kinds of snails, at least in the world. So even if we'll decide that it's a snail, Chazal say shehu nitzoid bechelkoi shel zvulun al choif hayam ben silomes detzur lecheifa. Same place we saw that person met that person. The Mada says today that we know that Aviseinu HaKdoshim used a lot of Tzevat Cheles. It's brought down all over in Yirmiyo, Yutes, Yecheskel, and Esther, Chur Kapas, Bet Cheles, and Mordechai Yotzom, Lifnei HaMelech, Belevush Matzchut, Cheles, Vechur. The Eben Ezra there says, Cheles, Aino Achilozoi. So we see that the same chilozen, Achashverosh put all over all the places, Achashverosh put on a chilozen. It says in Sefer Chachmei Musa'ilom, these are svarim that were written in the Mada over 1,700 years ago. Some of them were written 2,000 years ago. For the Goyish account, was around 78 till 85 in the Goyish accounts. And it's brought down there that they were coloring blue and purple from a chilozit that is called purpe, what we call argama. And it was done in Eretz Yisrael around Tzoyer. This is the files, Rome files that I have, that the Metzias of the Mada, they have, I think he has 70 books of all of the Mada when they started the Mada, and it's brought down that in Eretz Yisrael was a big factory of color, purple and blue. We said again, all of them are made from the same thing. This is what they have today that is the same color, that just you leave it in the sun for 2 hours and it becomes blue. And it was done in Tzoyer. So it fits in the Chazal. It fits in the Chazal. The Yavetz brings down that what the Chazal say, Mitzoyer v'ad Chayfo, this was the place of Chilzoynes. He says, גם בספרי ומסעילום כוסוב, יש והמדינס נמצא לצורך העילום, וזוכרו שלא נמצא במוקים אחר הדק שצייבים בדומת חלס, כי אם בין שני המקויים הסלולו. וידוע שצור וחיפה הם שתי היורס, היש וסל חיפה הם הגודל של תאירו. ויש וצור וצידנו יוצאות עם ואיסים ואיסים ואיסחוירו. The shilte הגיבוירים brings down רמש הים שנקרו פורפורו, who are chilozin shetzovu b'yad chayles? So we know the chilozin that we'll see in a couple minutes. It's called by the goyim purpura. We have pictures of them. That this is called purpura, and the shulte geboyim says v'hu anikro shetzovu b'achilozin. Chavos Yoir and Mesifra Mekerchaim brings down b'chidush shekasavti the dam achilozin shebeitzovim chayles ainoi blue. It's not blue. It's purple. Shenase midam agdag shekoyrim purpo. Now, for sure, he doesn't mean to make it purple. This was bad. It can be purple. We know it's blue. He himself says that to make the corners blue, that the corners will look the same. Just he means that the blood is purple, and then it turns to become blue. And the Oruch, they have in the back Musaf Oruch. But it's also from the Kadmonim, 400 years ago. Oruch himself is 600. This is 400 years ago. Purpere. Pirush beloshen yevoimi veroimi beget cheles. Zog the Torah's Reim and the Reim, the two volume Reim. V'hachilozin shetzoivim midoimi atcheles unikro chilozin adoimi purpor sheneako. So the Metziuses, they went in these places and they dug and they dug and they dug. And I remember I spoke to him himself, he told me he was in one place. They found places full with the shells, we'll see soon a couple shells also, of this chilozin. They found boxes of them. A lot of shells. Not only that, they found their different boxes with that paint. Now, one of their tainus is, I'm magdim the meucha, but I have to say one of their tainus. They have one of the starker tainus is, Chazal, the Tosefta says, you only could use tcheles, and not to use kol eilon, not to use something else, only the tcheles, only the chilozin. Aval, ein chilozin, it's not good. Lo yetzuyer, they wrong. This is what I think the strongest tainah that they have. Lo yetzuyer, they wrong, and we'll see a lot of gedolim hold that they wrong. Lo yetzuyer, they wrong. So come to us that 2,000 years ago was something that is blue, that looks exactly like tcheles. How we know that's exactly like tcheles? I'll tell you how we know. Because this thing that they have looks exactly like kol eilon. Kol eilon is a tree that's called neil. They have the tree today. You could make blue out of it. The blue that they have is exactly like that. Not only that, after it creates, you paint both of them and you take it to library that this place is. It keep 99.99, it's even the same materials inside. So Chazal said, don't do Bekole Ilan because it looks like Tcheles. So what we'll say, so Lama Zogan they wrong, it's not Tcheles. But this is exactly like Kole Ilan. why it's not brought down, that everyone is painting. Thousands and thousands of people are painting this blue. Don't use it for tzitzis. Why is it brought down only not to use kol ha'ilot? I want to explain. For sure, kol ha'ilot was cheap and this is expensive. So it's no taina that people would cheat and use it. Oh, but the tesefta that are saying the loshi, don't use something else, had to say that it's a min doime and not to use it. The whole country is the Romans, everyone was painting clothes with something similar. And it's not mentioned a word, no, only this fish. So one of the two. Either this is tcheles, or even if it's not, it's also good because it looks like it. Maybe it's a couple meaning of tcheles, and it's also good. This is one of their starke times. Also, Chazal say that it doesn't go off. And the Metzius is that this tcheles, take, doesn't go off. Loshen Ramban, al ha-teir, shmois chofches, ha-tcheles gam ayoim, mashmo that he had it. Lo yorim ish es yodo lilofshoi, chutz mimelech goy. Gam ayoim, zokta. Okay, we'll go to the second shlaf. So b'mele, they checked, they found some chutim, that the chemicals were mamish like this fish. They found places that they were painting, a lot of places in Tzor and Tzidor made from these things. Now, Chazal say, it's oile echol l'shivim shana. So it's very shver. What? This one is not oile echol l'shivim shana? You could go to the Yam and take it all time. So there's a couple answers. One answer, the Klil Tcheile says, Chazal say that charuvim only finished the pri after 70 years. Boxers, they call them, no? 70 years. I remember when I was a kid, I saw a tree after 7 years, 8 years, we had. Yeah, they had some bugs inside, we're not allowed to eat them today, it's a shiny, but it's not the guy, it's the. Shivim Shona means Gmar, when he's ready. Shivim Shona doesn't have to mean, means Lezman Muflo, that's his Aleph. Base could be like the Radbaz. Echol Shivim Shona, it came on its own to Shevet Zvulun, that they had it b'shefa. Or but Tzadit was another noise that they claimed, if it's these little. I call them snails. If it's these little snails, what shayach tzeder? Moses says in Shabbos that a tzad chilos and b'Shabbos is chayach. So first you have to know that if it's inside the water and he goes free and you pick him up, lekula alma is a tzeder. There's no shayla about it. That's called a tzeder. I wonder if he's walking in the yabosha. Could be chuhusa. We're speaking about the yabosha. Maybe we're speaking about picking him up from the yam. Even in the yabosha, already Reb Shlomo Zalman said if a tzav, a turtle, is going on the street and you pick him up, you chayim inside tzeder. Even that he can run quick and you can pick him up, he's called free. Even the Gemara said that if you have a tzvi, a deer, and his feet are broken and he can run away, he's no tzeder, because the deer, the freedom from him is running. So he's already caught. But animal that goes slow, most if you have ants in the house and you put them in a shovel, it could be a tzeder. Even that he can run away quick. See, most kind of ants, yeah? Not only that's interesting, the Yerushalmi has a tzad that is not shayach tzeder b'chilosim. A big tzad in Yerushalmi is not shayach tzeder b'chilosim. Why not? The answer is because he learned, take, this will be take totally in the shayle, I'm not going in now, this may get a lot of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, one of the bigger problems is, the Be'ez Hashem, who will see it, I will try to explain it, Chazal say that it's doy meledag. Chazal says doy meledag. Out is good. We know that it's a worm. We know that it has a shell. Oh, but if we're learning that it's a snail, it's not doim eladak. This was one of the huge problems, especially in the one that Rav Herzog had. The Ruzhina didn't have a problem. It was mamash adak. What? Okay, also, the Ruzhina is a little bit flatter. I didn't get that fish, but it's not. It's a little bit more like a stick as a sticker. But we'll see. Be'ez Hashem, everyone knows. I'm sure all of you in your life you saw snails. Saw snails. All the snails are not doing meledag. This snail, we'll take him out soon. He's not in a normal shape. He's like in a very interesting. If you look at it good, you could find a fish. It's like a doing meledag. The shape is like. It's doing meledag. That's how you hold it. But it's not like a normal circle. It has a shape inside. In Rambam state, Shehudag. You hear? In Rambam steht Shehudag, nicht Däubel Adag. In Rambam steht Shehudag. Das ist very schwer. Däubel, we could say, it's a picture. Aber was mit Shehudag? Aber the Goyen says in Pirush HaMishnayis that the Rambam, every animal that is inside the water, the Rambam calls it Dag. Even the krills, everything we spoke last time, all of these bugs inside the water are called Dag. Kol chayah shebayah. Now, there's another problem. The Gemara says, Shegufoy doyme leyam. His color is doyme leyam. Not only the shape, doyme ledag, it's doyme leyam. So I heard, I didn't see it myself, and we will not see it, that the ones that are inside the water is like little things, little animals that stick on it, and the metzias is when you see it inside, it looks blue. Those are the metzias. There's a name for it. I don't remember the name, Ganoi. But these achim make it to look doyme leyam. Now, there's another shaila how you color it. How you color it. So, it's machlekes Rashi v'Teisus. Rashi says you put some ammonim. Teisus says you put some ammonim together and you mix them in and you paint with it together. Rashi says, so it's not cheles. You take the some ammonim, you clean the tzemer, and then you put on this thing. Now you have to know, our tcheles that they found, that the science claimed that they found, without some ammonium, it doesn't stick at all. The color cannot stick to the beggar without the some ammonium at all. It doesn't catch. It needs the some ammonium to catch it. It's very geschmack taki from Buri Chazal taki nu, that you have to add the some ammonium. Al some ammonium garnish happens. Mitzad sheni, it's very interesting. The samamonim only make a chemical reaction that memele, they lose something and it sticks to the tzemer. But nothing from the chemicals stays on the tzemer. When they wash it, all of the chemicals go off. Only, they check it later in the Lamati, only the blood stays, nothing stays. So this is Beretz, and they want to miyasha, Teisus Kasha and Rashi. Then what Rashi's Kasha was? Rashi Taina was, Lafit Teisus, if it's also with some ammonium, you're not severe only with Cheles. The Teretz is that some ammonium are only a Kliezer. But they're not. Now, I want to masbe the Dvorim. I know when you hear this, it sounds convincing, She'el Kedug Mosri. Like, why not wear it? I spoke today to Rav Kook. And I'm saying it because someone showed me a letter of someone that was by Rebbe Eliashiv, that Rebbe Eliashiv is not so strong against it. I don't know the person himself that was inside. I know that it's a Neman. I have the Ksaviyad here from the person with the Eidus, what Rebbe Eliashiv told him. But Rav Kook, I know that he's the right hand of Rebbe Eliashiv. I got hold of him like 9 o'clock tonight. And he told me that I spoke about him to Kimat Ale Talmidim from Rebbe Eliashiv. Tochus Yaisa, that Rebbe Eliashiv tells everyone not to wear it, and they asked them himself, for themselves, they want to know, Hashem wants them to wear it or not, he said, Avilmish. Avilmish. He asked me, Vilbisen, this Talmud wants to do every mitzvah. I heard from Rabbi Yeshua Neuwelt. I called him today, I asked him, and the first time I'm not asking you what you hold, tell me what you heard from the Rebbe, from Zalman Neuerbach. They told me the Rebbe nicht gehalten from them. I said, I want to know what Rav Neuwirth holds. He told me, when Rav Shlomo Zalman says a day, I don't say a day. I mevato myself to Rav Shlomo Zalman and I don't say a day. Everyone could understand what they want to understand from it. I asked him, so Lemai said, the Rebbe wears it or doesn't wear it? He said, I didn't put it on. So, the Hainu, he's convinced with the Rayas. You understand what I mean? Aber the Rebbe gezogt, and he's not changing his mind, and he's not putting it out. So this is Mitzad Echot. I'm saying the Dvorim Kmo Yishehem. Rebbe Eliashiv and Rav Neuwirth. I know, it's Choshev Yidden, the Rav Zilberman, and the old city, they're very stout for it. Mamish Kein, the Klil Tcheles in this Bochim, that I'm Isasek in the Indian, the Zilberman's a Mamish afire. Rav Nevinzal's son told me that he never put it on. Because of Shem Zalman, he's very stark, he doesn't hold. But he stopped to wear tzitzis outside because he lives in the old city. and they go without, he doesn't want to make a machleikis. He knows by them it's benafshom, the mam shoulder is the tcheles, and it's klo for them. He doesn't want to make them angry. He doesn't want to show them that he doesn't hold from them. And he starts to go. This is what his son told me today. He doesn't go with tzitzis outside. I got from the people that misasek, the Rebbe Zalman Nechemyeh, goes with such a tzitzis. So I called the sons of Rebbe Zalman Nechemyeh tonight, and I asked them, I want to know, Rebbe Zalman Nechemyeh goes with such a tzitzis or not? And the answer was that he goes with such a tzitzis. I go with Rebbe Zalman Nechemyeh. But, his son said, we are his kids, and to us he said, we don't not have to put it. It's a chumah for himself, he doesn't all his kids have to do it. For himself, yes. I asked him, so Aaron, this is the son, you do it? No. I said, no one does it? No. I said, you sure? He said, chutz of my youngest brother. But it doesn't, not because of my father. I said, chutz of my younger brother. So, you know, I didn't manage to get hold of the younger one. He says, two Eidim of my father also wear it, but they don't wear it because my father, they themselves came to Tchelis. One is Rabbi Aryeh Shapira, another one. So he himself wears it. I know there's a Choshev Yid in Los Angeles. He asked me not to say his name, so I'm not saying his name. And they gave me in the list that he wears it. He told me, Emes Adovo, that he wears it Betzina. He said, if you say my name, it'll be Ois Betzina. So don't say my name. He says he wears it Betzina. He's a Choshev Yid. A lot of Zachen is Bezak Klal Yisrael recently. And he told me that I asked him why you wear it. He said that he asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told him, I learned the Indian and it looks to me like Tcheles, what to do? And Rabbi Yaakov told him, wear it Betzina. He said, now he was in Eretz Yisrael recently and he bought himself a new puya. He didn't manage to put it into his baggage yet. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a Yigeman from Yeshiva, asked him, his name the Yigeman is, someone tonight told me about it, his name is Binyamin Newman. So I got his phone number tonight, so I called him up. He asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky if the word Tcheles or not. So I was told that he has a recording of the conversation. So I asked if he could play for me the recording. So 11 o'clock tonight I heard the recording from the conversation, and he goes in, and he speaks in Hebrew, and the guy helps it to metargem, and he says, but Tcheles. Reb Chaim says, "Vos vilst fun tcheles?" So no, they found the new tcheles. They found the tcheles today. Is the Indian to wear it? Reb Chaim doesn't answer. So he says, Reb Chaim, I could lose from wearing it. Ma yesh lehafsid? Reb Chaim tells him, "Tilbash beged im dam shel chamor." He says, "Aber ze tcheles." Reb Chaim answers him, "Nignas." And he's pushed away from Reb Chaim. I heard it. You could call 581-0124. He will play. He's a Tcheles guy, by the way. Oh, but it's not a guy. He holds in the Tcheles. So it's interesting. Reb Chaim, I thought Alamo Nishtazay. Reb Moshe Sternbuch, I called his sons. They didn't want to answer. They said that he's learning now the sugya be'iyun godl to decide if to pass until you have to wear Tcheles or not. So the minute they can't say a psak, he's learning it be'iyun godl. I know he's relearning the whole thing. Everyone knows where the natia is for him. Yeah, come on. But they said not to say nothing in his name. He's learning it be'il now, and he will come with a psak very soon if the word is tcheles or not. The Rav from Los Angeles told me, you found out what Rav Scheinberg does? Because in the list I didn't have Rav Scheinberg in the list that they gave me. So I called Rav Scheinberg's son. So I'm saying in the nusach that he told me to say. Not saying what he told me, but I'm saying the nusach that he told me to say. He says, we don't wear. I don't have. My father never told me to wear tcheles. I said, your father wears tcheles? Say like this, that you don't know for sure. From 50 peers, could be one of them is tcheles. But the pshat is, I remember that my father told me that if you would have one peer, he would not put on tcheles. I don't know if he puts on tcheles or not. You don't know. Say you don't know, but you know, maybe from 51. Oh, so he didn't check. You know, now that he's sick and he has a couple less, he doesn't. It's not close. You know, someone gave him some amot chaylis. So, but to the kids, he didn't say to put on. And we ourselves, we never put iron. We do everything what our father tells us. We've mamish chassidic murim. But Rav Belsky, I called his son to find out. I didn't want to call him. I didn't think it's the Chayetz. I called the Gaboim. They told me that Shabbos he goes with Chayetz. I called the son. He said, yeah, Shabbos he goes with Chayetz. Bereish Goli. Weekday he doesn't wear Chayetz. I asked Rav Belsky's son, you wear Chayetz? He said, no. I said, why? Our father told us that we don't have to. So, Vaistois, I don't know the Agdoras Advorim, he himself wears in Shabbos. Maybe Shat Chayles, you know, Shayin Chiduch Chayles, the Neshome, Asid Lavoi. So, the double, the Hain, I think is a mitzvah levar resainian meoid meoid. It's a mitzvah levar resainian meoid meoid, and these people are doing avoida sakoida shein kedugmosa. There's no shayla about it. Aber, I'm saying the Rav Zilberman, this medresh, they hold lishmo velasa is everyone has to. Shara Rabbonim, I didn't manage to speak to everyone else, but what is mishtameh to me is that even the ones that hold on themselves, they want to be machbir im lo yoyu lo yazik. The shaila is why, be'etzim. He told me, Rav Shaim Besson, Rav Shaim Ber told him that it's not called enough proof. Since Rav Scheinber went over the science shaboy, he doesn't feel that it's enough proof. One out of the 50, but this is what he told him himself, that he doesn't feel that it's proof. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is saying, nigmas. So we had the five kashas in it. We're saying the Dvorim Kav Yosom. The Dvorim Kav Yosom, and I'm saying again, my me is klor, and I follow Zach 100%, and Ibn Bais and Rabbi Yashiv, exactly what they say. I'm saying, someone gave me a letter, and he was by Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv told him, "Ein kol chshash lilbush atcheles." It's no chshash to wear it. Now, Lemaisa, we mentioned last time that in the tshuva, Rabbi Yashiv said that it's a problem, as a kolof min kolof has to be in the same color. Lemaisa, Rabbi Yashiv also says it here, and it's poshut. I don't know, maybe what state dog, I don't know who written it, but Lemaisa, that a kolof min kolof to be the same color, be'etzem only has to be and the shtayim shel lavan. And the shtayim shel tcheles is no din a kolof min kolof. Even that andere were choishes to that, and they put blue in the talis, in the bells, that there will be a kolof min kolof, but the tzeva doesn't have to be. So be'etzem, the problem is like this. We have a vikuach, some gedolim say no is no. Some Vaistois don't hold that it's a no, they themselves do it, but they don't say andere to do it. And some maybe tell different people to do it. So about a person that doesn't have a Maseret Fakel, about himself not to do it. The shaila is be'etzim, but what is to lose? This is their taina. But what is to lose? So it could be one of the rais that they bring could be a problem. If we will believe that chelis could be found, and b'mele, this is not chelis, could be yovo yakzeire, Shema Yoimu Kol Eilon, as David Radbaz was Choshesh, Sheyachzer Adobo, Vibi Exeir. So I'm saying again, Eilon Lu Elo Divrei Rabbi Seinu. I heard once, they asked the Chazanish, someone told me today, the Chazanish, okay, he didn't speak about this one, after no clock. Chazanish didn't speak on this one, that it's very muchachdik. Very muchachdik. Chazanish didn't speak about this one. Chazanish said, we don't have a Messerius, we don't wear it. So they asked him, Lo Yoi Lo Yazik. So he said it was Amol Yid. This is what the Shiva son-in-law told me today. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm telling you what I heard. That he told him, Im lo yoy lo yazik. So he told him it was a Yid Amol in Vilna. He was going with glasses, without glass inside, only with a frame. I asked him why. He said, Im lo yoy lo yazik. Chaznish said to this person, and you know what they thought about him. This is what Chaznish told him. Again, the Chaznish spoke, you have to understand, we have Gdoy lo oilom, the Ruzhine was Gdoy lo oilom, that didn't hold like that. We have Choshev Yidden that are not Mezalze. You have to know, the people that are doing it, the ones that I know, are doing it in the Shem Shomayim. I know the problem is in all these things, that a lot of people that are not in the Shem Shomayim, some of the people stick onto that, and they make this whole Ma'arochet to lose. They make this whole Ma'arochet to lose. What I'm saying, what is yaitza to me is that a person that doesn't have a Messiah, stam yourself to put it on. I see if Rabelski doesn't tell his son to put it on. I have a tzad, I'm just remembering now, it could be I made a little change, that by Rav Zalman Chemin, no one of the kids wears only the two idims. I'm not sure. And by Rav Belsky, the youngest son wears. I think I pushed mixed the details, pushed all the information that came in today, so I just got mixed up. Now, I will try to show you, I'm asking you, Take, I will try to show you it, but if everyone will sit, I don't want to be a balagan, Hillel, you'll help me? Say it. Sit down, and Hillel will show everyone. Hillel, just take it out. Take it out. Just take out the shelves and then take out that. Sit down, he will pick up. Just take out some shelves. See? Stand up. Show them. See, these are the shelves. This is the way it looks. Now, you understand why it's a shtickel nire kedag? No, it's not a normal, how do you call them? It's not a normal snail. It's not a normal snail. It has something that looks like a duck. No, look, show me. It's a shtickle. It's a whole shape. A whole shape. Now you'll see that from inside comes out of the... You see? All of them are the same, but everyone has a tzura of a shape. You can pass it down, but just bring it back after. Pass it down here. Give them the also one to the other. Open.
Okay. He's stuck to the side.
Now you see, he could live without the water. Show him. Sit down, he will show it. What?
It's squirting water.
You have to understand, Chazal say, Poitzi moisoi lahoitzi domoi. And all the other things, it doesn't make sense. What is Poitzi moisoi lahoitzi domoi? It's a fish. Here you crack it, and after you crack it, then you can hit him to take out the blood. And this is lemaisa, what comes out lemaisa, the tchelis. See, this is the real color that comes out. You pass it down, just bring it back. So I'm saying again, it's very convincing, and again, I'm saying a grace yishikeach, the one that I can bring all the things that people will see it, you know, mikorei. And Stanky, if you see inside, I saw today, you mamish see from the same blood, you could make purple, and you could make dark blue, light blue. All of these colors come out, and this is Be'etzim, what is brought down, that was made from these Acham. And I'm saying, even so, I don't think that a Bachar has to change. Kol Zman, we don't have a Psak from Rabbi Seinu. I don't think a Bachar has to change. I'm just asking to bring back this dog, because it not belongs to me, I have to give it back to the person that owns the trailers.
Take it out again, huh?
Yeah, take it out. Sit down.